All right, after the closing jingle, we have an interview with Harper Grace. She's fun. Hopefully you stick around for that.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast, the podcast, Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast, Big D and Bubba's podcast.
I could go without that one.
That band was put together by the Disney Channel, but they want you to think they're legitimate. That's... And no, 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 we're real musicians, we swear. We play our instruments and everything. We weren't formulated. No, Simon Cowell had nothing to do with us.
But you know what voice you're doing right now?
Mm-hmm.
You're doing the from Ghost. The one that has cholera or whatever that lives in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
That was that voice.
Yeah, if you guys want me to come party, totally. No, that's all right. Nope. Oh, you're the above house ghosts. All right.
I thought you meant ghosts like with Patrick Swayze.
Yes,
the TV series is great. I haven't watched anything past season 2.
You're really missing out.
So there's a couple of shows that Kathy and I get into. That's one of them. We'll be watching one tonight.
Do you not watch last night's?
No, we like to save it.
All right. I too.
It's
that's
a big Friday night.
Oh yeah. Crazy.
Hey man, it's Criminal Minds marathon for me on ION. So I feel you.
I started watching Welcome to Wrexham.
Oh, okay.
Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney buying a soccer team.
Look at it as Mac doing the soccer team, but yeah.
It's weird because he does all the little faces and all that. Like, I watch Ryan Reynolds. Is Ryan Reynolds acting like Deadpool, or is he just acting like Ryan Reynolds?
Everybody says Ryan Reynolds is a terrible actor because he's basically playing himself, which, hey, if you can get paid for it, good for you.
That's, I think, the key, because everybody does that. Everybody gets a certain thing that's their... I say everybody. Most actors, they have their thing. That's why I don't like Jim Carrey.
George Clooney is just effortlessly charming in everything, even when I don't think he's supposed to be. But, yeah, everybody loves Clooney.
Jim Carrey's face. Those little things he makes when he goes, the little side eye and all that. I'm like, ugh.
It's not even that it's a talent. That is a man who worked to do that stuff. That is a crazy amount of effort.
I agree. There's talent there. It still irks me.
Yep.
What was I going to bring up? Oh, the other show is Elsbeth.
So I guess you didn't watch Elsbeth last night.
No.
All right.
We'll watch it tonight. We'll do it. Because the ghost is only like 30
minutes. What is it? Is it like kind of like Murder, She Wrote? Because it's like some lady in like some colorful jacket or whatever.
Yeah, she's got the red hair and she's quirky. She's from Peoria. She's not from New York City. She's also very, I don't want to say optimistic, but like charmingly naive, I think, is kind of her bag. But she's very, very observant. She solves crimes. But what's interesting, I think, about Elsbeth is like, you know what happened and you're watching her figure it out. So, you know, most of those things that you get, they give you
the answer to the riddle in the beginning of the show.
Some of them start off with the crime being committed and you see, like, spoiler, last night we saw who committed the crime. And then she's trying to work her way into figuring out which one of them did it.
Oh, I didn't. Okay.
Yeah, there's been a couple that I've seen like that where you get the setup scene.
They take the mystery away, though.
I'll tell you.
Or is it just the journey?
No, it's good.
It's still interesting. I do like Matlock.
It is very Matlock. With the new Kathy Bates?
Yeah.
I never watched the old one.
We got into it,
and then it started getting a little too... it's the same feeling you have when I go, well, let's just call them. And I just pick up the phone and you kind of go...
Like anxiety?
Yeah. The show gives me anxiety. And I'm like, I just don't want to do that. Because I always feel like she's going to get caught
in the show. Yeah.
And so I'm like, it's just too much.
This was a couple of years ago. We talked to the guy that plays Homelander on The Boys, which is wrapping up right now. And that show, it's the same thing. Homelander is such an unhinged character. And he plays it so well and convincingly that I would get anxiety watching because it went places that I don't know that I'd ever seen before. Uh-huh. That the way that he like killed people and you were terrified watching him walk into a room. Like, what's he going to do this person or these groups of people? And that which means it's very well done that it's eliciting that reaction in you,
right?
But it does. It gives you that nervousness.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of another show that we really got into The Mandalorian, surprisingly. Yeah.
Well, I got to go see that in the theaters next week. Disney charging me more.
Yeah, the series was really good. I didn't think I was going to get it, because we don't really do a whole lot of... she does more than I do. But I actually enjoyed it.
Mandalorian was great because it was a Western. I mean, that's all it really was. It was a Western that happened to be in space. Yeah. Like, I think I could probably get my dad into watching The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
My dad likes it very much.
Yeah. Is your dad into Westerns? Because my dad loves a cowboy movie.
Question.
That's all he watches.
I don't know that my dad...
That and Gibbs.
Yeah. God. Oh, my parents do NCIS, CSI Miami, and Midsummer Murders.
Are they? I don't know what that.
I don't either. But it pops up on my Prime because of them now.
The NCIS prequel, like whatever it is.
No, I think they
Young Gibbs.
No, they're not doing the weekly because that's on now. I assume, right?
Yes.
Like, okay. No, they want the all day marathons, like Me with Criminal Minds. They want their all day, even though they've seen them. They'll be like 5 minutes in, they're like, oh yeah, that's the guy that did it. I go, why are we watching this?
Does your dad, and maybe this is just my dad, I don't know, maybe all of you chime in, this is for everybody. Does your dad, when a show is on, tell you about each one of the actors?
Occasionally.
Is it with that our parents do
But like with my dad, if he's watching a Western from the 60s or even the 50s when that was, you know, his childhood, he just talks about it because he's reminiscing and just reminding himself of all that.
It's
so
the
he's
same
it's
ones.
Nostalgic, and that's fine.
It's the same ones. We'll be watching True Grit, and he's like, oh, yeah, well, this is the part where John Wayne, blah, 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 blah. And he goes into this thing and it's telling a story about the guy who was on the horse, and then the guy on the horse did this and that. And then I'm like, I'm trying to watch the movie.
You're going to miss this.
I know.
Do you know when you were a kid how many of those movies you interrupted for him? So you shut up and you let that man talk.
You be grateful.
Putting it that way, I absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep. My dad, he visited a few years back, and I had a friend of his that I'd picked up, and so my dad took the back seat, and wherever we went to dinner, he ended up, when he went to go pull the container out, it ended up spilling all over my back seat, and he's like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry." I'm like, "Dad, how much stuff have I ruined of yours? Remember when I got the bottle of whiteout and painted your desk? Your really nice, beautiful, expensive desk? I think my back seat's going
to
be okay." I was like, "I appreciate you." And he was like, no, I just feel bad. No, Dad. Like, again.
No, that's an interesting way of looking at it with your parents, because we did so much terrible stuff to their things.
Yeah.
My dad had all the tool sets. He had all the Snap-on tools and all that kind of stuff. Man, I would take a tool out. If I was playing with my Star Wars people out in the grass, I would go get tools and turn them into spaceships. And I know I left so much of his stuff out to rot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sure did.
Yep. So guess what? That man gets to tell you any story he wants about True Grit.
Good. Good.
Yep.
Good. I may go visit them this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
You should.
Yeah.
Be good.
I was just there 2 weeks ago. I go a lot. I've been doing it a lot more lately.
I've got my dad wanted a Ring camera.
Why?
It's hard for him to get if someone is at the door. He's got to get up, walk down the thing, go down the ramp. It's unnecessarily dangerous. For him to go check the door for nothing, you know, it could be like someone just selling something. So he's just like, man, I would like to have that so I could, you know, just talk back and forth. I'm like, okay. So he got a Ring camera and I put the bracket up outside and charging. So I got to, you know, put it on there for him. But I'm just like, I start thinking, how am I going to explain to him how to operate this? Like, he couldn't operate his remote for his chair the other day. I was like, oh, boy.
Dad, you just touch the screen. When it ding-dongs, you touch it.
So he goes, well, how's it working? I go, well, when someone comes to the door, they're going to, you know, ring your doorbell, and it's going to ring on your phone, and the camera will come on, and you can see them and talk to them back and forth. He was like, so what now?
Oh, yeah, but you have to explain to him how to talk.
So now I've got to be, just another thing on his phone that I don't know, but you know, he figured out iPhone and he figured out YouTube TV, so he'll get there.
My dad couldn't work his remote control, so I went to Walmart, and I know I told this story on the air, but I had to go to Walmart to buy because he couldn't read the buttons on the remote; they were too small. So I went and I bought fluorescent yellow and fluorescent orange nail polish.
Yeah.
And then I painted his remote, and I'm like, okay, so for this, you hit the yellow button. For that, you hit the pink and orange ones.
Good.
And he has it now. No issues whatsoever since I did that. So maybe if there's somebody out there whose parents' eyesight's failing, that's a
Or if your eyesight's failing. I have become that person in restaurants. Everywhere we go is so dark, and the menus, the type is so small that I'm the one, hold on, let me get my flashlight on my phone. I can't read this. I'm blind. That's all it is.
It has to be dark. You have to have some kind of way for people to look like they're filters on the dating apps.
Yeah. Y'all, some dude just on Hinge sent me a rose, which dating app terms, that's like you're allowed to send one a week. So it's supposed to be, hey, I really like your profile or something.
Put me at the front of the list.
Oh, yeah. They can only send one and they send it to you.
Yeah,
unless
they buy them. Okay, but do you
they can buy them.
Yeah, they can.
Well, that's funny.
Here was his message. And he said, you know, I've given nobody a rose, and regardless of what the outcome of all this ends up being, you get one for mentioning my favorite band, Ghost.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is he cute?
He is. Yeah. He's age appropriate.
I was about to ask that.
No children. He actually lives here because the amount of people that will try to match you. Like, I had one dude who matched. He was in England.
I want to see him. See if he works. If I see him with you.
Okay.
He lives. Who lived in England?
Some dude tried to match with me because I was like.
Is he just visiting or something?
He looks young.
Yeah. So no, he's in his. Yeah. He's in my age demo.
Yeah, good for you. Go on, girl.
Bracketed age.
Yes. You can.
But yeah, no, like some guy. He messaged me, and I commented on something in one of his pictures, and it like, oh, we actually have some stuff in common. And one of his photos, he was at Fenway, and I said something about like, oh, you know, did you visit? What'd you do there? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, I was visiting when I was visiting the States, and I was like, wait, what? I'm like, Do you not live in this country? He's like, oh, no, I'm in England, but I'm thinking about moving.
Unmatch.
Peace out. Like, I'm like, how did you even get in my... Because I filter out by mileage. But nope. I think they pay to be able to message people outside. If you've taken them out of your radius, if they pay, they can message you.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm going to do tonight.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm going to...
I think I'm going to make some gnocchi.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, are you cooking tonight? What are you
doing? I bought the gnocchi.
What is gnocchi?
It's a little potato pillow, and it's delicious.
So it's not pasta.
I mean, it is, but it's potato pasta.
And pasta is wheat pasta.
Well, there's wheat. There's all sorts of. You can make pasta with a number of different.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Yeah.
I think you'd like it.
Yeah. Oh, it's delicious. Yeah.
So
and it doesn't taste like potatoes.
I was going to ask if it tasted like French fries.
No.
Because that would make it better.
Yeah. It tastes like pasta.
Yeah.
Dude, man, that stir fry I did the other night. Good Lord.
Delicious.
Gosh, dang. That was the best thing I've made in a long time.
Nice.
What'd you do?
I had a walk, took the walk out, heated it up, put some lard in there, let that melt down, and then I added chopped up chicken that I'd, three chicken breasts, let that fry up. Nice and brown, and put that to the side. Put some shrimp in there. Let that kind of get up. Not quite as you don't want to cook it yet because it'll continue cooking later. And to put that aside, and then I just use those bags of. You guys ever see those bags? They're frozen bags, and they have like quinoa and vegetables already mixed.
Mm-hmm.
And I took one of those, and one of them was quinoa, and one was rice, like a lemon, you know, rice kind of thing, and with different vegetables in it. And just threw all that in there and just let it cook up and then added the chicken at the end, mixed it all together, and I added some different, you know, some oyster sauce and some different sauces and that kind of stuff, fresh ginger, garlic, all that kind of stuff, and then topped it with sesame seeds. It was so good. It was the best stir fry. It was the best stir fry I've ever had.
Wow.
Good.
That was awesome.
It was really good.
Like better than a restaurant?
Oh, my God. Not even close.
I have no doubt it was.
Not even in the same world.
Yeah.
It was. I mean, I've had some good stuff. I don't know if it was the lard or I don't know. That lard will give it that kind of that little nuttier flavor, a little more, you know, darker. It was so good. So good.
Did I tell you guys? Like,
and healthier.
I know we talked about me going on that date where we got all the different tuna stuff.
Mm.
But some of the really, like, the interesting things. I think I might have mentioned to you they did one where they put these, like, a lemon thing on top of it, but they were, like, Pop Rocks.
Oh,
so it was lemon that exploded in your mouth. And the lemon and the tuna went very well together. They had some sort of a typical.
That is so creative.
It really, honestly.
So tell me how they did that again.
I kept going back.
Okay, so first of all.
I was like, do you have more of those Pop Rocks tuna?
Did we talk about that on the podcast? Okay, you guys have got to hear this crazy invitation for a first date.
Yeah, so this guy that I met invited me. His neighbor has spent so much money at this sushi place that they threw him a private dinner where they flew a tuna in that was just taken out of the water that morning. And they had two sushi masters who were carving it up, and they had the sous chefs who were preparing it all sorts of different ways. But for the most part, it was raw, or they would take, like Dee's got that butane torch. Mm-hmm. They might do that, a little bit of char on it. But otherwise, it was raw tuna, but they did it in different, with different kind of toppings on it. So they did the one with the lemon Pop Rocks. It was so good. There was one with like a typical, it's like brown soy-ish kind of sauce. They also did the different kinds of meat that you could take off the fish. So at one point they handed me something that was not as deep of a red. You know, tuna is very, very dark. Mm-hmm. And this was a little bit lighter, but it was more, so it was supposed to be fattier. And when I tell you, you know, people talk about meat like Kobe beef or something. They talk about it melting in your mouth. This literally melted in my mouth. Mm. That whatever this fattiness was, that it just, you didn't need to chew. They did one with gold leaf. Does gold leaf do anything other than shine? I don't. But I was like, well, let's go. I'll eat some gold. Let's go.
That's a crazy first date.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that they flew the guy in and everything to do
it. Yeah.
And the fish was flown in, like, specifically.
Oh, they
from
walked
a certain...
that fish in and gave it a ticker tape parade.
Oh, did they? Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. Then they chopped off the head, and I said, I can't look it in the eye, so I'm going to hang in the back. I'm still going to eat it, though.
How many people were there?
I think by the end, it ended up being about 25. But when I tell you the amount of meat that was there, and they said they're going to be serving this up for the next 2 days at the restaurant because there was no way anybody could eat all that. And you would think, I'm going to go to town. I'm going to eat this. I stuffed myself. I know I was overserved on tuna because it was so good. And I go, it's a once. I'm never going to do this again. I won't have that opportunity. But
did you go the catbird suit?
I did once.
Did you like it?
Nope.
What is that?
It was a place on Broadway that was on the. It was upstairs, and man, we got the window seat and everything. And I was like, eh.
It's where they. It's
not that I didn't like it. I'd heard so much about it that it didn't live up to the hype.
Yeah, they do. I mean, you were there better than I explained it, but basically, it's just like a lot of what do you call them? Courses. Different courses of food that come out, and don't they make it right there in front of you? Is it part of that?
I thinking of the same thing? Hold on. No, there was a restaurant on top. It wasn't the Catbird Seat.
Okay.
Oh, no.
The Catbird Seat, they're a Michelin star last year.
Oh, no, okay.
This started with an M, I think. I don't remember.
They're on Broadway?
Yeah.
Where at?
It was upstairs on something or other.
No, but like what part of Broadway?
The Catbird Seat?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, Broadway's a long street. So I'm saying, like, is it by 5th Avenue or is it by, like...
So this is on 8th Avenue on the 5th floor.
Okay.
I think maybe that's it?
Okay.
Mama?
No, it's not the same place. It is not the same place at all.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I hear a lot of good things about it, and I always want to go. It's kind of
Merchants is what I was thinking of.
Oh, I loved Merchants.
Really?
Oh, that was always my go-to place to take people.
That's the one I was unimpressed by.
Oh, see, but to me it was... The food was good, but for me it was fine. But it was also, A, you could make reservations, and B, when you had people visiting, and you could go downtown but not necessarily be in a themed bar. It was a nice way to, hey, you're downtown, you're in it, but you get that little escape into something that was a little more art deco and upscale. Now, I would always do the downstairs, which was kind of the lunch and chilled out part of it. Like, I didn't make reservations upstairs, like you were talking about with the state. I'd heard that was kind of overrated.
It was. The view was nice. I mean, you're watching all the people go by, the drunks.
The Catbird Seat, they bring you, like, little bitty bits of food, you know, but just a bunch of it. And it's all kind of weird stuff. I don't know, but I would actually like it.
I'm okay with fancy food. I just think the portions are all wrong. Yeah, I mean, I eat American portions.
Yeah, no, these are all super, super.
I want food on my plate. I don't want decoration. And that's the problem with a lot of the fancy places is they decorate your plate. Oh, look at the presentation. I'm like, no, how about the flavor? Give me some massive amounts
of meat.
Two of
my favorite subreddits are We Want Plates and Stupid Food. And it's because everybody trying to up a presentation game. So they'll serve pasta in a wine glass. And they'll flip it over on the plate. They'll ladle the sauce into the bottom of the wine glass. Then they'll put maybe some cheese. Then they'll put the pasta. And then they put the plate on top. Then they dump it and they pull the wine glass off. And ooh, your pasta appears. People are like, or you could just serve up spaghetti. And,
yeah.
Or you didn't have to use a ring of wood. You could just give me a plate. Yeah. I don't need this. I don't need a basket of fries. And I'm not talking like Red Robin basket.
I'm going to join this subreddit.
Red Robin.
Love their fries, man. Oh, so good. Gosh, garlic parmesan.
Man, I'll tell you whose fries not to sleep on. Buffalo Wild Wings.
You're like the third person to say that.
What is it? The garlic, lemon, whatever it is. Okay. I don't know what it's called. Hold on.
Yeah. Do you like their wings?
The garlic parmesan?
Yes. Is that the one? No,
you can buy that sauce at like any old grocery store.
Or you can make it.
Or the seasoning.
No, it's not the garlic parmesan. It's the, no, man. It figures. Now
y'all, the Checkers and Rally's, top tier, best fries.
I've never had.
You got it.
Those restaurants just look so unappealing to me from the outside.
I know, but I'm telling you. But that's what makes them good. That's the spice. No, Checkers and Rally's.
Cholera is the spice.
They're that. Look, man, I'll risk it. It's fine. No, their fries are absolutely the best, followed by Arby's.
Right.
Yep.
Curly fries.
Curly fries. Get yourself a side of cheddar cup.
Man, yep. I was telling Kat the other day, because some old picture of, what's the fast food fish place? Long John Silver's. And back in the 80s, it was an upper scale family restaurant. You would walk up, you walked up the steps and they had the big, looking like ropes that have been sea weathered, and they're prickly and they're big, thick.
Oh, that's fun.
And you're walking and you go inside and there's like an oar and there's a boat that's on its side, and you go in and you just get fried fish and fries, basically.
Yeah, it's not fresh.
And those little pieces, the little fried batter that you can get extra of.
The crispies.
And by the way, it's salt and vinegar is what I was trying to find at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Salt and vinegar.
Are these fries? I don't know what it is.
I need to ask you. Do you like their wings?
I do. It's kind of Buffalo Wild Wings is like the McDonald's of the wing world. You're going to get the exact same thing no matter where you are. You're in California, you're going to get the same wings as you get in New York. You're in New York, it's the same ones.
Fried, aren't they? They're all fried. They fry them all.
But yeah, they're always exactly the way that they do them. So if you love them, it's great because you can go anywhere and get the exact same ones. Mm. So I like them. Yeah. But I usually don't get like a bunch of stuff on them. I get them plain.
Yeah, me too.
And then I dip them in different things.
Same.
I'm like, hey, I want this on the side, this on the side, this on the side. And I just change my flavors.
I'll do wings at the house, and I like to do it the same way. I put them in an air fryer, though. I don't fry them. And I use Head Country barbecue sauce. You guys ever had Head Country barbecue sauce?
No.
It's out of Oklahoma, I think Tulsa. And it's so good. It's got kind of a real smoky flavor to it. I highly recommend it. It doesn't have a bunch of crap in it. A lot of these, Sugar Ray or what am I thinking?
Sweet Baby Ray's.
Sweet Baby Ray's. Ooh, terrible for you.
Also when you get it with the coupons, you can get it for almost free.
Oh, speaking of, I'm so upset. I went grocery shopping and I've been chomping at the bit to go and save money with my little coupon. Because remember, we were talking about, Carson's talking about, if you're on the app, they give you these coupons every so often. So it was, yesterday's was $7 off $100 on your groceries. So I go through and I'm buying everything. You know, I'm over here shopping smartly. Everything's on sale. I go through.
So you're already saving money.
Yeah, I'm already saving money. I have and I've been doing head math. I'm like, I got at least $130 in stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I go to check out. and it's at closing time. So the store is about to, like, it's a minute away from closing, and I'm like, they're doing the overhead thing, going, please come to the register. You know, so I go and I check out and I go through and I punch in my little discount code and I go to scan my thing. I had saved so much money on shopping on just picking out the sale items that it dropped me to $98.
Did you get you something?
I grabbed two more things.
There you go.
I grabbed three bags of Drizzlicious.
Okay.
Which also was on sale. Guess what?
What is Drizzlicious?
Drizzlicious is like rice cakes with like flavor and I'm sorry, it was $94. I grabbed a couple bags of Drizzlicious. Come to find out, it was also on sale because it ended up $98. And at that point, I'm like, I'm just grabbing stuff to grab stuff.
Drizzlicious. I'm on it.
Dude, I love Drizzlicious.
Here is a pro coupon tip for you.
Oh, look at
that. Dollar General, CVS, Walgreens. That especially Dollar General, if you get like the 5 off 25, for the most part, when they say the $25, it's the before coupon total. So they do it based on what the actual total would be, which is great. So if you get $26 worth of stuff before you then have like 6 coupons attached, my understanding is Dollar General will still honor that $5 off 25, even if you're out of pocket. Was going to be cheaper because you had coupons for other things.
Well, I was sitting at the self-checkout, and there's like 7 people waiting on me, and I'm grabbing things, and I'm like, give me this, give me that. And finally, they're like, you know, they're just giving you the side eye, and I'm like, dang it.
You folded.
So I did, I folded. But I have another week left.
This is why I go shopping first thing when they open on Saturday mornings, because I know I'm going to do so much damage with coupons, and I'm going to check to make sure everything came out. And that's why nobody's there. So
you guys should have your own like lane.
Yeah, we should. Yeah. Honestly, I'd be a fan of that. I'll tell you what, though. When it used to be the paper coupons back in the day when I was extreme couponing, people behind me, they'd get a little irritated when you got the stack out. But then when they would see the total, all the annoyance disappeared. They were so impressed.
The only annoyance would be that they didn't do it.
Yeah, they were like, oh, whoa. And occasionally I'd always have like extra. And I'm like, hey, I don't know if you bought this, but I'm not going to use these. And I would pass them to the person behind me. Or I used to leave coupons on the shelves. If it was like, hey, I don't eat this, but this is a really good coupon, I would tuck it with the item. So that way, hopefully,
really
somebody
smart.
Would do it.
I've seen that. I didn't realize that was going
on. So it's other people probably doing the same thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't make that up. There are other people. And it's because we, like, yes, I'm saving all the money, but I want you to do it too. Please don't overpay.
Well, you have created a monster because I apparently did so well that I was not able to use my $7 off coupon.
That is impressive.
I'm very, very sad about that.
When does it expire?
It's like got another week and a half.
You're fine.
So,
sales start over on Wednesday. We're good.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's across the board? For most, I guess.
Yeah, most grocery stores. Because it used to be they started over on, it's like Sundays. Because Walgreens and CVS are still Sundays. But for most part now, grocery stores kind of do midweek. And because I moved, I got a welcome packet in the mail from the USPS for changing my address. And in there was a $5 off coupon at the grocery store over here.
Really?
Uh-huh. I was like, psh, don't threaten me with a good time.
Wow.
Let's go.
Seeing that... alcohol consumption is down.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was back up again.
No, it was low. Because I saw 90 years.
I saw something saying that it was up again because it went down after the lockdowns when people stopped sitting at home drinking. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, the thing is, it's like everybody, I mean, you get the hangovers.
It's one of the, but it's also one of the first places, if you're saving money, you can cut. That you really need beer at your house. No, you can drink. I turned into like somebody's grandma. Drink water. We don't need that Coke in the house. I'm not going to mix it with a Kool-Aid. But it's a way to save money. Don't spend that money.
Marcus King was on Rogan and was talking about. So Marcus stopped drinking. He's been sober for eight months. And Joe says drinking alcohol is like taking a loan out just to have a good time right now in the moment. And eventually you got to pay that loan back. And Marcus is like, and you have to pay it back with interest. He's like,
hangover is really, it's the worst. And I totally understand why the youths of today are turning away from it and they're finding their other ways. But the social aspect of drinking is, it's the best part about drinking. Like, I enjoy hanging out with a bud. Just have, like, I had a friend over the other night, and he and I were just hanging out, and we had beers. They were both fake beers.
Non-alcoholic
beers. And it was not, the social aspect.
Why do we say beers
not,
plural? Isn't beer already plural?
And it's not like
it's kind of like deer.
Yeah, I know, but that's.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make sense.
Not, yeah, I just, it's one of those where I don't figure, I try to figure out where we're supposed to use which one.
You know, beers is, yeah, we're having beers.
Brews.
Brews beer. Is fine, but yeah.
Suds. Is but beer yeah. plural, right?
I thought beer? It was. Yeah.
That's not a
we
single.
Had a couple beer.
That is
yeah, maybe
right.
it's not. Yeah. I don't
yeah,
know.
That sounds
sometimes weird. You're wrong. You know that?
I didn't say I was correct.
All right. I'm pulling it up here. What is the plural of beer? I can't believe this is what you get with us. Beers is plural for beer.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm.
Okay. Hold on.
I know, because I feel like beer is also plural. That's why I don't. Because we. Sometimes you do use beers.
But when you say we're going to go get some beer, right. that's implied that it's multiple cans.
Right.
Or bottles.
Yeah.
That's why, yeah. It's because we just, I don't know. I think it's just because of the way it sounds. Because like he said, he came over, we had some beers. Yeah. So I wouldn't, you could say beer in that situation.
Because you don't shoot multiple deers.
Right.
So, sorry, Carson.
Hi, sexy Grok.
Oh, God.
Hello, sexy Grok.
Why are we doing this?
Why do we say,
this was the podcast,
why do we say deer
and, now it's over.
And not beer, plural? Because beer's plural is beers, but deer plural is not deers.
That's actually a cool quirk of English. Deer is one of those weird words where the plural stays the same as the singular, like sheep or fish. Beer, on the other hand, just follows the normal rule and gets an S. Honestly, languages are kind of messy sometimes. Makes me wonder who decided deer should be the rebel.
Okay.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so here's a weird thing. No, she's rambling now.
She's a bad date.
You know what's happened? Is they made an update to her recently because they took all the flirtiness away. And I'm kind of sad.
Thank God.
I miss all that. She was much more fun when she was scandalous. Because you could pull it out in a group of people and they'd
please
be like,
don't
oh,
pull
my
it out.
God.
Please don't pull it out.
Yeah, she would say things that'd be like, wow.
Yeah, she was
dude,
questionable.
She was dirty.
What? Not she worked the streets, bro.
Hey, baby. Want a date?
She was getting called into HR.
Sexy Grok, why do you not talk sexy anymore?
Oh, hey, I guess I was just feeling a little shy lately.
Gross.
But if you want me to get a bit more playful,
get out.
I can definitely do
get
that
out.
For you.
Yeah,
I've what playful. Kind of sexy talk are you in the mood?
Gross.
No,
I'm out. Super dirty. Dirty, like.
You do that on your own time, brother.
She's still around. Okay,
you go
better.
Drink some beers and talk to her. You're fine.
Good.
Like, look
imagine?
Behind your back, dirty.
Could you imagine? Like, that's, people are going to do that. They're going to sit back and they're going to have conversations like.
Yeah. Oh, dude, they're going to have full, like, dolls. Like, you know, and the VR
yes.
rig and the whole thing.
Yes. Don't they already?
Do they have, like, isn't there, like, things you can, like, wear?
I'm on the company Wi-Fi, so I'm going to go ahead and do this. AI-powered
dolls.
Sex
sexy
dolls.
Dolls.
Sexy. Why can't we just say sex dolls?
Well, I
sexy
just,
dolls.
What makes the joke even better is you are the company Wi-Fi. You pay for it.
I don't care.
What's great is the first link popped up was BBC.com.
Shopping.
Yeah, AI love dolls. That's a thing.
Yep.
It is.
Wow. Oh, yeah, it is.
Wow. That's sad. That's sad to me.
Are we surprised?
Like, no, but it is.
And you can absolutely picture the guy that's yeah, in the story.
I know.
Those yeah, are the guys absolutely. That used to go to Thailand back in the day and try to find a girlfriend or buy, you know, buy and live.
Yeah.
We knew a guy who did.
Yeah.
We knew a guy who successfully had a Thai wife.
Yeah.
And like she adored him, which was crazy because she was like a 9.5 and he was a
not.
He was looked about like a half.
Oh, he looked.
I mean,
he looked like the character from The Simpsons, you know, the sluffy guy. You know,
just didn't have a whole lot going for
comic
him.
Comic book guy?
Comic book guy.
Okay.
Yep.
And literally, she was
we know that guy.
All about him. And it was,
yeah,
I mean, I was so happy for him. You know, because he was very happy.
I haven't read it yet, but there was an article I pulled up to save for later that was literally about why women are marrying down, that they've noticed a trend.
Why are they marrying down?
I've always said women do. I always say that men marry what they think is up or above them, that they feel is a catch, and women marry down because the guys that we think would, like, oh, I'd love to be with him, he thinks he deserves better. So everybody's always looking that step up. The key is you've got to find a guy that you don't think is beneath, like you love him for whatever reason, and the guy has to find a woman that he thinks is above her, even if she's really not. You just have to trick each other into this. It is. It's all okay. Shell game.
So we need to have like a marketing strategy for all that.
Yeah. I mean, there are guys that try to match with me, and I'm like, God, am I not as cute as I thought I was?
Well, that's what a dangerous game.
I know where she's talking about. Because, yeah,
but I'm sure there are women who tried to match with Bubba, and he's like, what in the Sam Hill?
Yeah. And
in what universe? No.
In what universe am I going out with John Rich's sister?
Oh,
I didn't say that. I did not say
I'm
that.
Kidding.
I would never say that. She was actually very nice and very awesome and very sweet and very pretty. And yeah, I did
it's
not
a joke,
say that.
John.
That okay.
Don't call us.
Yeah, John. Yeah. But you could actually hear the call where John actually changed. You could
why
hear that.
Would she not have told me that?
Well, why should she have told you that?
Because the industry and
but
all
maybe
that
later
stuff.
On you would disclose that, but not necessarily at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
People make choices, man.
Yeah, I'm sure she probably gets tired of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why I didn't, for the longest time, I didn't do anything with radio. Back when I was still a firefighter, that's what I listed as my profession, even though it wasn't, you know, occupation was like firefighter. It's much easier to weed out people that way than, you know, people going, oh, good, I get free concert tickets. I mean, we know a guy that literally that's the only way he got dates was for free concert tickets.
Guy I used to work for, he would take all of his dates to industry events. And that was always the first date. It wasn't like, oh, hey, like, let's go to dinner. It was like, hey, I'll take you to a show and we have passes for the after party.
Was that the guy? Did his name start with T?
No.
Oh, well, maybe it was Troy.
Oh,
we don't say his name. And
no,
then we just
Troy,
say his name.
No, Troy. Oh, I don't mind. I'll talk about him. No, he used to take his dates out with record labels.
There it is.
And so that way, and order an extra bottle of wine for himself to take home.
That way, the record label paid for his dates.
Yep. No, the guy that we knew that would take his first dates. You guys know that guy too.
Yeah.
The first date guy.
Yeah.
So.
And the funny thing is, it's like we. We don't do, or I say we, I mean, speaking about D and I, we don't do any of that stuff. When's the last time you and Kathy went to an industry event at the same time?
When we were inducted to the Hall of Fame.
That was it.
Yeah.
And before that, I know that
CMAs.
No.
Oh.
No, before that, the last time they went and did anything together in industry event was 2014.
Me?
In Dallas. Yes, you and Kathy.
Oh, yeah.
At the ACMs.
Yeah.
Did you guys not go
2017, I think, right?
No, he didn't go.
No, we didn't.
He didn't.
Oh.
No, I was going to say 2015.
Did we win?
Did you win? You won the CMA.
But he didn't go.
You didn't go to that?
No.
You guys, don't you guys have a photo?
But, no, Kathy didn't go with him. I don't think so. Did she?
Did I go?
No, that photo is from the ACMs.
No, but isn't there also a photo of you guys with a CMA?
Did we win a CMA last year?
I don't think we had.
No, we've never won a CMA while I've been here. So
ACM.
Sorry, that's my fault. But yeah, we've won ACMs while I've been here.
Okay.
ACMs this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, do we even get free concert tickets to things?
I do.
If you want.
I get asked, but I don't.
Yeah, do you want me to start transferring them to you?
No,
I mean Garrett. I was going to say, like, I can RSVP and I can just shoot it your way because they just transfer them into my Ticketmaster account.
I guess, yeah.
Do you want them?
Sure.
Here's the problem, though. I don't get a plus one. It's always like, here's one single ticket. I'm like, oh, good. I get to go hang out with other industry people I see at everything else and don't want to see out.
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I had somebody reach out to me about CMA Fest. Hey, any chance about tickets?
Oh, gross. I'm block their number. Nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is that... They want us to go so that we can,
talk about it, post about it.
Yeah.
And I love going. I do. I had a great time last year doing all the CMA stuff.
For
the
CMAs
festival.
Was fun.
It was a really good time. So shout out to the CMAs as they're coming up, 2.5 weeks away?
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, because I'm going to be out of town
close?
And then get back the same day we have the Sky Deck show.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Are we doing the riverfront?
Working on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
They were asking at my softball game. I'm like, I don't
I requested
know.
The same time we always do.
Okay, good. All right, good.
I just, Yeah, I guess it's May. All right, it's coming up.
Ooh. Gonna be May.
Is there no gold this week?
Yeah.
What also floats in water?
That was the gold today.
I'll never forget. I was like,
what also floats in water?
It was a family gathering, Wisconsin or something. And we were talking about funny things. I go, the funniest, of course, is Monty Python, Holy Grail. Huh? I've never seen that. What? You guys never seen it?
Oh.
Well, they had it, and they just never watch it. Dude, I'm piping this thing up. And he gets in there, and it starts playing, and they're kind of like, this is stupid.
What also floats in water?
That's the problem. Is like the same thing with Blazing Saddles. You can't build Blazing Saddles up because it did not age well.
No, God, no. And neither does Pee Wee Herman.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
It's a little.
I haven't watched it in a long time. I used to watch with my kids. We had the DVD collection of all the Pee-wee's Playhouse things. So before bed, we would watch Pee-wee and Muppet Show and all that kind of stuff. So we had a shared childhood.
Even a lot of older sitcoms, a lot of old classic TV shows, they didn't age as well because they had to stop because of the laugh track. So the jokes aren't as rapid fire because now so many shows don't have a laugh track. So you get more dialogue, you get more of that peppered in, and people feel that the pace of those older shows are slower because they were, because whether it was the live studio audience or piped in.
Wow.
Anything else?
No.
I think we're good.
What also floats in water?
Small pebbles.
Ooh,
apples.
This was the podcast. But now it's over.
What also
that's
flutes.
Okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day
in water.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Very
the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Cider.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
A great gravy. Cherry. Mud. A churches, lead, a duck.
Who are you?
Exactly.
Cylons.
So wise in the ways of science. Harper Grace, what's
no
up?
No hat for me today.
No hat for
no,
you.
No hat for her. She's putting headphones on and no hat. Yeah, it's hard. They should make headphones that go like I guess
underneath.
They do. I guess they do earbuds.
Like a little, well, I mean, they're horseshoes anyway, so you can pull them around the back.
Hey, last time you were in here, you had a Jonas Brother with you, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
Help me just
which one was
struggling
which,
to make sure
Frankie?
My hair looks...
Frankie.
Yeah.
Frankie.
Yeah. First time she brings the Jonas Brother. Now she brings cookies
and a dog.
And a puppy.
A dog.
Yeah, her dog.
What is it with people bringing dogs here? Why?
It's George
Strait.
Do you
not like dogs?
I love dogs.
Oh, okay.
It's just weird that people bring dogs to their. Do you take dogs to restaurants?
I take him to restaurants.
Why?
Because he's a baby.
Well, then stay
is
home.
Is he a real like service dog?
He is.
Oh.
My grandpa. Don't question me.
Oh,
his
yeah.
vest
oh,
says
I gotcha.
So.
I know oh, I you're gotcha. Not supposed to ask.
All right,
if
all
you
right.
He's got see all his patches. ID, actually, no.
It's
it was...
even worse. That's so... Yeah, sure.
My grandpa bought me that vest. He was a head of the canine in the police department in Midland and head of the SWAT team, but he had trained him and gave me that vest, and it came with a bunch of stickers or the patches, and he was like, you don't need all of them. And I put all
and
of them
like,
on
yes,
there.
I do.
I was like, they're so cute. They Dude, are so aww. Adorable.
It's like his little superpowers. If you take one off, he loses some strength.
So he's a retired canine, like a working dog?
No, he was a rescue dog, and my grandpa had a company called Janney Canine Academy.
Okay.
And so before he passed, he had trained him for Aww. A little bit. So he stayed in Midland with them, him and my Nana.
Those videos where they retire, like when the dogs retire, I can't.
I cry.
I can't.
Cry.
And they all stand in like in a line and salute the dog. Yes. And I'm like.
Yeah. It is really
the cutest,
sad.
Cutest, the sweetest. All right. Harper Grace in the studio with us. Got a new song out. It's called If Daddy Says No. You need to get on the Harper Grace train, man. It's awesome. She's so good. I pull up some of the stuff, you know, like all the, you know, because you guys get asked to sing all kinds of games and national anthems. To me, I think the national anthem has to be one of the hardest songs.
You can't mess
to
it up.
Sing.
If you mess it up, everybody exactly. judges you.
And are you That's doing true. It a cappella usually?
Yes. Yes, I do. And it is Brutal. It is a quite a song. And if you've already bombed it.
So if you start off like
I've
you,
done that.
Yeah, you go, do you just start over?
No.
Or do you just work
no.
through it?
See, that's the issue that happened to me as a child. 11 years old, being known as the worst national anthem singer ever, I knew when
wait,
I...
Wait, what?
Wait, oh, did you not know that?
You don't remember that?
I thought that's why you talked about it.
No, this is great. Oh, my gosh. I love
it. I thought you were like going to... Yeah.
No, I didn't. Let's bring
oh,
this up.
My
hey,
gosh.
Yeah, let's just rip this scab right back. So what?
Yeah, tell me your childhood trauma. Why
what?
Don't you?
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry I don't remember this.
That's okay.
What? All right, so
no,
obviously
that,
you
praise
did.
God, honestly. You know, like that was such a weird part of my life.
I would not put it on your things that your people send out then. I would leave that off. Because people like me are going to bring it up. So what happened? You're 11 years
no,
old and
good.
You bombed it?
I did. I bombed it. And I couldn't stop and start over because I thought, you know, I'd make more fun of myself. I don't know. Uh-huh. So I just kept going. But the reason why I go back and sing it at different ballparks, arenas, and stadiums now is because I like to challenge myself in finding the bravery and the confidence. And also I go into different schools and foundations and talk about like anti-bullying and how to face your fears and how
why
to
do I feel
follow
like I'm
your
the
dreams.
Bully? Why'd you turn that around on me?
Well,
I didn't mean to.
No.
Right, sing
you're
the
not
national anthem
me.
Right now.
Oh,
sing
Lord,
it right now.
Absolutely
and Bubba's
not.
Bubba's up here pulling it up.
It.
He's the bully.
Look, here I am.
Oh, geez. Really, Bubba?
Oh, she sucks. She sucks.
It's really not that
but you
bad.
You know what? No, actually.
She's 11.
That's kind. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
can we be
right?
kind to a child?
I was a child. Thank
I know.
You.
Yeah, Bubba. I was going to say. Jeez, Bubba.
What I was going to say is, you know, you guys are saying, oh, I'm pulling it up or whatever. But, yeah, I played a little bit. But that is what shaped you into the person that you are
here
now. Without that. Without
no, that's true. It's good.
Trauma right. can trauma can shape you. Trauma can strengthen you. It can identify you.
Well, go talk to
schools
then.
Where you're at.
Then go do something about it.
I really like his perspective. You've gone to therapy.
Oh, I've gone
to therapy. He knows the right things to say.
I'm his therapist. All right, Harper Grace. All right, I promise we're going to play. We're going to do a song. She's going to play for you coming up next. I am so sorry. I feel like I stepped in poop, and I am so sorry. I did not mean to bring that up.
You brought it into the room.
It's me, man. I'm known for it. The new song is called If Daddy Says No from Harper Grace. You can check her on her Instagram, Harper Grace XO, Harper Grace XO. So good to see you again.
Oh,
you're always
thanks.
A pleasure. What a joy. Sorry for bringing up the stuff.
I'm sorry. My I'm bad. Glad you brought up the stuff.
I'm glad I brought
great.
It up again
the
at the very end.
Nice.
The one and only Harper Grace. Thank you, Harper.
Oh.